Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. I'm your host, and boy, oh boy, do we have a wild one to unpack today.
I think wild is an understatement.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. We're talking about the absolutely crazy weather that just slammed the Gulf Coast and the South. This January was one for the record books, that's for sure.
You got that right.
We're talking snow, folks, and a lot of it, in places that rarely even see a flurry, let alone accumulations measured in inches.
It was a sight to see for sure.
It really was. Imagine this. Snow-covered beaches in Florida. Snowball fights breaking out on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. It's the kind of stuff that makes even us weather folks do a double take.
I know, I certainly did.
So to help us break down this meteorological madness, I've got our expert right here with me.
Always glad to be here. And yeah, madness is a pretty good word for it. This is an event we'll be talking about for years to come.
I think you're right about that. So let's start with the most jaw-dropping part of this whole thing. The sheer amount of snow that fell in places that, well, just don't get snow. I mean, Florida, the Sunshine State, buried under a blanket of white, that's got to be some kind of meteorological miracle, right?
It's definitely not your typical Florida weather, that's for sure. We're talking about snowfall totals that are, well, unprecedented for the region. For instance, take a look at Milton, Florida.
Okay. Milton, Florida. What happened there?
They recorded a whopping 9.8 inches of snow.
Wait, hold on. 9.8 inches in Florida.
You heard that right. If that number's confirmed, it would absolutely shatter the previous state record.
Then just to remind folks, what was that record?
A measly 4 inches, set way back in 1954. And don't even get me started on Pensacola.
Oh, what happened in Pensacola?
Almost 9 inches there. Obliterated their previous record. It's unbelievable.
It really is. It's one thing to talk about these numbers, but seeing the pictures, that's when it really hits you. Palm trees covered in snow, folks bundled up in winter gear, strolling down the beach. It's like someone flipped the script on reality, you know?
You know it's bad when even the meteorologists are speechless, and that's exactly what happened.
Speechless meteorologists.
Speechless, and it's not hard to see why. We're talking about a state where most major cities, they've never, not once, recorded a single snowflake of measurable snowfall.
And I imagine places like the Keys, well, they haven't seen snow since, what, Ponce de Leon was wandering around?
You're probably right. This whole event is just off the charts, totally bonkers. It shows you just how weird, how unusual and powerful this particular storm was.
So, all right, let's get down to brass tacks here. What in the world caused this meteorological mayhem? Was it just a random fluke of nature, or is there, you know, a deeper explanation hiding behind this blizzard in paradise?
Well, it's definitely not just a fluke. To get this much snow this far south on the Gulf Coast, you need a very, very specific and very rare set of circumstances. Things have to line up just right.
So walk us through it. What were the key ingredients, the things that had to come together at just the right moment to brew up this winter wallop in a place where winter usually means maybe a light jacket and a scarf if you're really feeling chilly?
Okay, picture this. You've got this strong polar vortex, you know, that swirling mass of sitter-cold Arctic air.
Right.
Now, imagine it extending way, way further south than usual, like all the way down towards eastern North America.
Oh, wow.
And then at the same time, on the other side of the continent, you've got this massive high-pressure ridge just sitting over the West Coast, stretching all the way up to Alaska.
A real atmospheric wall.
Exactly. This combo, this unusual setup, it basically created this pipeline in the atmosphere, a direct route for all that bone-chilling Arctic air to flow straight south, right into the unsuspecting Gulf Coast.
Ah, so that explains the deep freeze that gripped the region. But what about the snow itself? How did we go from a cold snap to a full-blown blizzard, especially in Florida?
Right. So right as this massive wave of Arctic air was settling in, we get this, well, I guess you could call it a little troublemaker. A smaller disturbance decides to crash the party.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it moves right over that Alaskan ridge, and boom, it forces the air to rise even faster, cooling it down even more. And what happens when you cool moist air?
Condensation. Clouds.
Bingo. And there you have it. Precipitation over the Gulf Coast. Except this wasn't rain.
Yep. Snow. Lots and lots of snow. So it was this combination of the super chilled air, thanks to the polar vortex, and this rogue disturbance that really kicked things into overdrive.
You got it. 1-2 punch right to the Gulf Coast. But there's one more ingredient we need to add to the mix here, and it might surprise you.
Well, lay it on me.
The Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
But isn't that known for its warm tropical waters? How could that possibly contribute to a snowstorm?
And that, my friend, is where things get really interesting.
I'm all ears.
You see, the Gulf of Mexico, in January, it was running unusually warm. I'm talking several degrees above average. That extra warmth, it pumped a ton of moisture into the air. And all that moisture, it got sucked right into our developing storm system.
So wait, you're telling me the warm, moist air from the Gulf actually helped fuel the snowstorm?
Exactly. It's a bit counterintuitive, isn't it? But it's true. The warm Gulf waters actually played a crucial role in generating those massive snowfall totals.
It's like this crazy mix of opposites.
Yeah.
Extreme cold and unusual warmth coming together to create, well, meteorological chaos.
You said it. It just shows you how interconnected everything is in our atmosphere. You never know what's going to happen when different weather patterns collide. And speaking of interconnectedness, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find the Meteorology Matters podcast.
You know what? That's a great point. I'm always telling people how important it is to stay up to date on the latest weather info. And following you on social media is a fantastic way to do that. But getting back to this crazy blend of warm and cold that fueled this storm, this whole thing happened during a La Nina year, right?
That is correct.
And La Nina, well, isn't that typically associated with the drier, milder winters? Did that play any role in this unexpected snowstorm?
That's a great question. While we can't draw a direct line between La Nina and this specific snowstorm, the timing is certainly, let's just say, interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, by January in a La Nina winter, you typically see things drying out, temperatures moderating a bit, especially along the Gulf Coast. And yet, here we are talking about record-breaking snow in Florida.
So La Nina might not be the culprit, but it certainly throws a wrench in the usual expectations for a La Nina winter.
It does. This whole event really shows how much variability there can be in weather patterns, even when you think you've got a handle on the bigger picture.
Absolutely. So we've got this unusual La Nina situation. We've got warm Gulf waters fueling the snowstorm instead of fighting it. And we've got those mind-blowing images of snow colliding with the warm Gulf waters in Louisiana, snowball fights on Bourbon Street, people skiing in New Orleans. It's like something out of a dream. Or maybe a fever dream.
A meteorological fever dream, that's for sure. And all those incredible scenes, it was that warm Gulf, despite its role in fueling the storm, that ultimately made them possible.
That's right. Even though the warm Gulf waters helped generate all that snow, they just couldn't overcome the sheer force of that Arctic blast.
Nope, they couldn't. Mother Nature, she's got a few tricks up her sleeve, that's for sure.
Speaking of Mother Nature, this whole thing begs the question, does this crazy snowstorm in a place famous for its warmth, does it tell us anything about climate change? Is this a sign of things to come, a glimpse into a future where the unexpected becomes the norm?
Ah, now that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one we'll definitely be exploring in more depth as we continue our meteorological deep dive. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a quick break. Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. You know, before the break, we were talking about the Gulf of Mexico and its role in this whole storm. And I still can't get over the fact that warm water actually helped create all that snow.
Yeah, it's a real head-scratcher, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think that warm Gulf would have put up a bit more of a fight, you know, tried to push back against the cold a little.
You would, wouldn't you? But sometimes Mother Nature just likes to throw us a curveball. In this case, the atmosphere had a totally different plan.
So I guess what I'm still not getting is, how did those warm Gulf waters actually end up fueling the snow? It just doesn't seem to make sense.
So think of it this way. Those unusually warm waters, they were like a giant humidifier, just pumping tons and tons of water vapor up into the air. So you've got this super moist air mass just hanging out over the Gulf. Now, along comes this massive blast of frigid Arctic air. And when that dry, cold air slams into all that warm, moist air from the Gulf, well, let's just say it's not a happy meeting.
Like mixing oil and water.
Exactly. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Oh, I see. So it's that clash, that collision of air masses that really ramped up the snowfall. The warm, moist air from the Gulf. It was like the fuel that kept the snow machine running.
You got it. It's a reminder that even in a snowstorm, you can't underestimate the role of warmth. It might seem counterintuitive, but it's a key piece of the puzzle.
It really is. This whole event just highlights how complex, how interconnected our weather systems really are. Everything plays a part, even things that seem like they shouldn't.
It's true. This storm, it was a perfect example of how all these seemingly random factors, things happening thousands of miles apart, can come together in just the right way to create something totally extraordinary, totally unexpected.
Speaking of extraordinary, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the impact this storm had, especially on Florida. Those snowfall totals were mind-boggling. I mean, 9.8 inches near Milton. I've seen places get less snow in a whole winter.
I know, right? It's just hard to wrap your head around that much snow falling in a place that's practically synonymous with sunshine and beaches. And remember, that 9.8 inches in Milton, if it's confirmed, it'll be more than double the previous state record.
More than double. Wow. That really shows just how intense, how powerful this storm was.
It really does. And keep in mind, we're talking about Florida here, a state where most big cities, they've never even seen a dusting of snow.
It makes you wonder what folks down there were thinking, waking up to a winter wonderland outside their windows.
I bet there were a lot of surprised faces that morning. Can you imagine stepping outside your door and seeing snow blanketing your palm trees?
Like something out of a holiday movie, but not the kind you'd expect to see in Florida. It's almost like Mother Nature decided to play a little joke, you know, switch things up just to see what would happen.
Maybe she did. But while Florida might be getting all the attention, let's not forget about Louisiana, another state that's definitely not known for its winter weather.
That's right. New Orleans, the Big Easy, a city that's practically built on good times and warm weather, suddenly transformed into a scene from a snow globe.
It's true. New Orleans, a city that conjures up images of Mardi Gras parades and jazz music, suddenly got a taste of a true winter.
I saw some photos online. Snow-covered balconies overlooking Bourbon Street, people building snowmen in Jackson Square. It's just hard to picture those images and think New Orleans at the same time.
Yeah, it's a real contrast, but it just goes to show this storm system, it didn't discriminate. Even the heart of Louisiana, a place where snow is about as rare as a quiet night on Bourbon Street, even it couldn't escape the icy grip of this storm.
And speaking of snow totals, I bet New Orleans got hit pretty hard too, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The city recorded 8 inches of snow at the airport.
8 inches. That's got to be a record, right?
You bet it is. They shattered their previous daily record of 2.7 inches.
More than triple the old record. Wow. This storm was a record breaker everywhere it went.
It really was. It was a truly historic event that left its mark on weather records all across the Gulf Coast.
And let's not forget, it wasn't just Florida and Louisiana that got hit. Other parts of the Gulf Coast felt the chill too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mobile, Alabama, for example, they got slammed with 7.5 inches of snow.
7.5 inches. That's got to be up there with their all-time record.
It is. It smashed their one-day snowfall record, a record that had stood since 1881. That's almost 150 years.
So this wasn't just some localized event. It was a widespread, massive storm that impacted a huge chunk of the Gulf Coast, rewriting weather history along the way.
You got it. It was one for the history books, for sure. A real once-in-a-generation event.
You know what's crazy? New Orleans got more snow in a single day than New York City and Anchorage have seen combined in recent months.
It's crazy, isn't it? A southern city, famous for its heat and humidity, outsnowing two cities that are practically known for their winter weather. It just goes to show how unusual, how truly off the charts this event really was.
We're talking record-breaking snow, blizzard warnings, snowfall totals that rival some of the snowiest places in the country. This was a historic event, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. It's a storm people will be talking about for years to come, a real reminder of Mother Nature's power and how unpredictable she can be.
Well said. So here we are, amidst all the awe and wonder of this incredible snowstorm, and there's this one big question that just keeps popping up. Could this unexpected blizzard in the Sunshine State, could it be a glimpse into a future that's being shaped by climate change? Is this extreme weather in a place that's known for its warmth? Is this a sign of things to come?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's one we're going to dive into headfirst right after the break. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back, and I'm ready to tackle that big question you left us hanging with.
Yeah, the climate change question. It's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
It is. When you see snow piled up next to palm trees, it's hard not to wonder if this is just a freak event or, you know, a sign of things to come.
Right. It definitely makes you think about the bigger picture. So let's get right to it. What does the science actually say about this snowstorm and climate change? Are they connected, or is it more complicated than that?
That's what I'm here to find out. Give it to me straight. What's the connection?
Well, it's not as simple as saying climate change caused this snowstorm. Think of it like this. You get a cough.
Okay, I'm coughing now. What?
Well, that cough could be from a cold, allergies, maybe you just inhaled something funny. There are lots of reasons why you might cough.
But sometimes a cough is a sign of something more serious.
Exactly. And that's kind of like climate change and extreme weather. Climate change, it can make all sorts of crazy weather more likely. Heat waves, droughts, floods, and yes, even big snowstorms. It's like climate change loads the dice, making extreme events of all kinds more likely to happen.
So we can't say for sure that climate change caused this snowstorm, but it might have made it more likely.
You got it. It's a piece of the puzzle, but not the whole picture.
Right, right. So this snowstorm might not be direct proof of climate change, but it's something we need to keep in mind when we're talking about how our climate is changing and what that means for the future.
Exactly. And don't forget, we had the warmest year on record globally just last year.
2024 was a scorcher.
It was. And, you know, those warmer global temperatures, they actually play a role in events like this snowstorm.
Wait, really? How so?
Well, warmer temperatures, especially warmer oceans, mean more water evaporates into the air, more moisture. And you know what loves moisture?
Snowstorms.
Bingo. It's a bit ironic, isn't it? A warming world can actually lead to more intense snowstorms under the right conditions.
It's almost like a twisted joke. Warmer temperatures leading to more snow. It's like Mother Nature has a weird sense of humor.
Well, she definitely keeps us on our toes. But seriously, it all goes back to what we were talking about before. Everything in our climate system is connected. And these connections, they can lead to some pretty wild outcomes. A massive blizzard in the heart of the South.
Yeah, this snowstorm was a real eye-opener. The polar vortex dipping south, that high-pressure ridge off the West Coast, the warm Gulf waters. It was all these ingredients came together at just the right time, in just the right way, to create the perfect storm. Literally.
You said it. And I think the big takeaway here is this. As our climate continues to change, we can expect more of the unexpected. More extreme events, whether they're heat waves, droughts, floods, or, yes, even massive snowstorms.
So what you're saying is, buckle up, it's going to be a wild ride. But on a serious note, this isn't just about marveling at Mother Nature's power. This is about recognizing the reality of climate change and understanding that it's not just some future problem, it's happening now.
You're absolutely right. This Gulf Coast snowstorm, it's a wake-up call. It's a reminder that we're all in this together, and we need to act now to protect our planet.
Well said. And on that note, that's all the time we have for today's episode of Meteorology Matters.
Yeah, it looks like we're out of time.
I want to thank you for joining me today, for sharing your expertise, and for helping us make sense of this wild weather event.
It's always a pleasure to talk about the weather, especially when it's this interesting.
To all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into the fascinating world of meteorology. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and as always, keep an eye on the skies. You never know what you might see.